These international experts gathered here in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, to discuss the future of Afghanistan. The two-day conference is discussing the impact of US plans to pull out of Afghanistan by the end of 2014. One of the key talking points here is the implication of US plans to maintain its military presence in Afghanistan beyond 2014. The US is currently discussing a bilateral security agreement with Afghanistan to ensure its long-term presence in the country. However, participants of the conference warned that any such move by the US would have negative fallout not only for Afghanistan, but also for the entire region.
A long-term presence of any extra-regional power, as we discussed in the conference, is not in the best interest of the region. Let the countries of the region mutually, with consent, agreement, with give-and-take, negotiation, manage their security, rather than outsiders coming in the region and settling for a long time.
Some of the speakers have voiced concerns that the US, under the pretext of BSA, wants to achieve other objectives, such as keeping a check on the rise of China and other regional powers.
If you look into the Russian policy and Chinese perspective, both are very nervous. They don't want the US to be there on permanent basis and be their neighbor or in their backyard. And leaving aside China and Russia for Pakistan, it is also very worrisome.
There are growing concerns about the US long-term presence, which analysts say can compromise Pakistan's national security and sovereignty. There is a consensus in Pakistan that peace and stability can only return once the US leaves the region.
Pakistan has so far officially avoided giving any reaction to the controversial bilateral security agreement between Afghanistan and the United States. But it seems Islamabad has serious reservations on the US plans aimed at maintaining its long-term military presence in the region. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.